Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 30th, 2023. The substance of creation. The above mentioned will to receive is the whole substance of creation from beginning to end. Thus, all the created beings, all their innumerable instances and conducts that have appeared and will appear, are but measures and various values of the will to receive. Balhasulam, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Question: how can we understand that all objects are the will to receive? Answer: I can feel everything that exists only in my will to receive. That is, initially I should have a desire for something, a feeling that I want to receive a certain fulfillment. When I want it strongly enough, I can start to feel it. The measure of this feeling that comes from the desire for fulfillment will determine in me how I experience fulfillment, what I should do with it, and how to feel all this within myself. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. Forced relationship. Question: why is it arranged so that a person has to work to earn his living? Answer: this was done on purpose so that we could be connected with each other and serve each other. It is said, go and make a living from each other. Everything is arranged for a forced connection between us, me to you and you to me. I give you shoes, you give me clothes. This one gives bread to me, that one wine, and I give them this and that. This is called communication by necessity. We see how, as egoism grows, we are constantly developing more things to be interconnected. This is a subconscious correction of the world. Everything goes as it goes. For us, Kabbalists, the main thing is to present people with the knowledge of why all this is spinning and what it leads to. We show them how egoism develops over the course of history and gradually leads us to devastation. Being a gravedigger to itself, egoism shows us how unable it is to fill us, or to give us, a sense of the meaning of life, something eternal, perfect. But, in fact, this is exactly what we want. We subconsciously forget ourselves in life so as not to think about the end, because it is terrible since you part with everything that you did. And you did everything just to maintain your animal body. What for? What is the point? At least an animal doesn't ask about it. What are you living for? For children? What are they for? Why do you give birth to them so that they suffer? You give birth for your egoism, it is nice for you. And they are the same. It turns out that our life without an answer about its higher meaning is not only meaningless, but simply insignificant, worse than that of animals, because at least they do not ask this question. And we, in order not to ask them, fill ourselves with all sorts of toys. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is work? March 6, 2011. Animals know how to love, we do not. Comment: John Nady writes, Dear Michael, you say that animals have instincts, but we have feelings. I picked up a puppy that was freezing under the fence. And we have merciless frosts in Arkhangelsk. I brought it home, fed it, and kept it with me. I am not married yet. I am 22 years old, and I am studying and working. Unexpectedly, I found myself in hospital with peritonitis. After the surgery, I could not move. And only on the fourth day did I hear that some mongrel was dying in front of the hospital fence. It was driven away, but it kept coming back. It was given food, but it did not want to eat. I immediately realized that this was my gossa. I asked to be taken to him. I will never forget this picture. He is lying, he is thin, and there are three plates of food around him. He saw me and started to cry. Honestly, he was crying. And I was also crying. I am writing to you now. They know how to love, Michael. They know how to love. We cannot do what they can. My response: of course. I agree with him about this. Animals demonstrate such feelings that a man is not able to find in himself, to squeeze out of himself. That is for sure. Question: why are we shown that they know how to love, but we do not? Do they have any purity? Answer: yes, of course. Comment: that is why we are so drawn to pets, to their warmth. My response: we feel sincerity, and it bribes us. Yes, this is a great power. Question: and when we understand that we cannot be like that, what does it give us? Answer: unfortunately, man is not an animal. Question: can we at least approach that kind of love? Answer: no. Our brains, our feelings, and all sorts of perverted calculations will not allow us. Comment: the animals do not do any calculations. My response: no. You see, this dog would have died there. Question: yes, he would have died there, for sure. That is, this is my master and I love him. And that is all. But what will we come to because of our prudent development? Answer: as a result of our development, we come to the simplest state, love your neighbor as yourself. What else would you call it? And then everything works out well. Because concerning as yourself you have an example, and your neighbor is also in front of you. Question: the only question is how to come to this love your neighbor as yourself? Answer: this requires a very strong disappointment in one's nature and envy of those animals that can feel it. Imagine that dog that was dying because he was not feeling that he was close to his friend, I do not even want to say owner. And now, when he came out to meet him, what joy the dog felt. Comment: this is such happiness. My response: yes. When can a person feel like this at all? Comment: that is, we feel some fragments of happiness all the time, and this is not even happiness. My response: yes, but it exists in the animal world. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 3, 2023. Drama is better than a sensation of nirvana. Question: did your teacher in some way develop spiritual sensations in you? Did he apply any pressure? Did he stimulate you? Answer: no way. He was waiting until it would develop within me. Now I am much more active with my students in the sense of advancing them than he was with me some time ago. Not a single cabalist allowed himself such a thing. I put them in various unpleasant states up to the point that they couldn't leave. It doesn't matter to me. I force them to hate me so much, the state where they exist and everything around them with the single purpose so they would come to some group decision. I go for very painful steps. Question: but what is good if they hate you? What does it give you in them? Answer: it shakes them. Drama always begets action, while self-satisfaction, the sensation of pleasantness, puts one to sleep. This is how our world works. We can advance only from negative sensations. Positive sensations do not let us take a step forward, they hold us. As an egoist, who would run away from good? Question: does it mean in the end your task is to cause hate in your students and even hate toward you? Answer: no, I do not want it. However, I see that without it they will fall asleep and therefore I try to do something. My task is such, it is better that I do it rather than the outer world and external circumstances that begin to act upon us, in a negative way and advance us, with their blows. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Reason of Success, March 6, 2011. Golden advice to a businessman. Comment: working in an atmosphere of cynicism and deception sucks energy out of us. The stress level increases. But the most striking thing, this discovery was made by scientists, is that by pushing subordinates to dishonest acts, the employer himself becomes a victim of deception on their part. The one who cheats for you will cheat against you. That is what they say. If employees realize that the company has no moral guidelines, that it seeks to sell a product by hook or by crook and to squeeze the maximum out of the customer, then sooner or later they will begin to behave in accordance with this false culture. And the conclusion is very interesting: it is beneficial for a capitalist to be ethical. And ethical business will flourish. My response: as soon as they begin to realize that the company is pushing them to steal from customers, they immediately turn it into stealing from managers. Because it is much easier with managers. Comment: there are many thefts along the road in many varieties. My response: it is known that theft is 70 to 80 to 90%. Question: is it because the ones at the top are thieves? Answer: yes, and they say, steal from others. Question: and how do you like this conclusion that business should be ethical, then nobody will steal? Answer: yes. If there is such a situation in the enterprise that we do not push to sell, do not deceive, and behave openly with customers, then, of course, employees will have this feeling. This feeling will be transmitted through the sale to customers too. And it will be a completely different atmosphere. Meaning, this firm will inspire confidence and people will buy from it. Question: why do we usually not reach these states? Answer: our egoism is very shallow. It cannot see beyond its nose. Question: why is it so stupid? Answer: it was created this way on purpose. Because it is created in only one quality, in any case, get. And therefore, it cannot be any other way. Outside of myself, I cannot see for myself. I am blinded. Comment: that is why over time I slowly start stealing. I am starting beautifully, planning to create an honest business. My response: you have no other choice. Egoism has no other way out. It sees no other way. It does not have the opportunity to maneuver between give and take, better or worse, this way, or that way. There is no such thing. To do this, you must already be a person with special inclinations and qualities. Great crooks are great combinators. And they just know how to maneuver between give and take. Question: it is said about some people, he is direct, he is so honest. Is this most likely just maneuvering? Answer: yes, it is natural. These smart people, businessmen, know how to maneuver. Question: but still, do you have any golden advice for businessmen and businesses? Is there any advice, after all? Egoism will not hear it, but still, is there any advice? Answer: a person must be an intelligent egoist. He must understand that he is an egoist, and he must rise above his egoism, too. Question: so, if he is a smart egoist, will he try to treat customers honestly? Answer: yes, he will try to establish friendly relations with customers, and then his business will flourish. Comment: this is a tip for business prosperity. Such a simple piece of advice that is very difficult to do. My response: try to be direct with them. It may be simple at first, but when you become an owner and so forth, a leader with such huge opportunities, then that is the problem of staying simple. Capitalists have found a cure for this: competition, inside enterprises, inside all kinds of organizations, and so on, not even outside. And in some ways it saves. But, in general, it is still a problem, because consolidation happens, mergers happens, and again you cheat the buyer. Question: when will we stop cheating the buyer? When will the buyer be attracted to such entrepreneurs, to such businessmen? Answer: no, there is no such thing. This is only if we begin to feel that we are deceiving ourselves in all this. Question: but will this feeling come? Answer: I do not know. To do this, you need to be a very serious manager, maybe someone who is interested in development, and not dollars. There are such people here and there. And they are doing business. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 3, 2022. Hierarchy of souls. Question: Did Balhasulam feel dependent on his students? Answer: Balhasulam is the greatest soul who absorbed all the previous Kabbalah and explained it for us. This is a special purpose of a special soul. We can't look up to him, but not because we don't have to burst forward, but because we and he are different types of souls. We have to improve, and he has given us a method of correction and is working with us, even now. 20 generations of Kabbalists from Adam to Abraham, generations from Abraham to Rabbi Shimon, from Rabbi Shimon to the Ari, and from the Ari to Balhasulam and Rabash work together with us, and bring light to us. And we are already receiving it and trying to implement it for our correction. We are completely different souls. Question: does this not mean that their souls are better and the current ones are worse? Answer: there are no better and worse souls in any way and in nothing. There is simply a purpose based on the structure of the common soul. There are souls who rise first. They are called forefathers, fathers, and teachers, and end with Rabash. From our generation onward, there are souls who realize what we have received from them. Of course, we still continue to develop this technique on ourselves and give out a lot of various sources and styles of information. But in the end, this is the realization of what the previous Kabbalists gave us. From CabTVs I got a call. The role of the Kabbalist, March 6, 2011. What did Churchill's bot say? Comment: today you can interview a famous person who lived in the last century. Specialists are creating bots based on famous historical figures' character, works, and so on. In one creation of a Churchill bot, it was asked, "What is the main problem of our time?" He replied, "You know my position, it is fundamental. Will we be able to reach complete unity in order to minimize the misfortunes of the world? Or will we plunge into empty chatter, dissonance, and discord?" I somehow did not imagine that Churchill would talk about the unity of the world. My response: everyone understands and has always understood, in general, that this is, of course, the solution to the problem, but it is unattainable. You could ask Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, or whoever you want, and they would answer the same thing. Any ruler understands that this is the only solution, but it cannot be achieved, and therefore it is necessary to take something else as a basis. Question: do you think if a bot of some hawk, a militarist, were created that he would have come to this? Answer: I think even today if you ask the great dictators of the world, they would say the same thing. Comment: you said it is impossible. My response: it is impossible. Therefore, each of them chooses a different path, which, in their opinion, can still lead people to some level of happiness. And then they will prove to you that this is what they want and do, and they implement this very installation. Question: so, the earth can be strewn with corpses and the dictator's thought is to unite the world and lead it to happiness? Answer: of course. It is impossible otherwise. Question: what kind of mind are we talking about? What are we talking about now? Answer: we are talking about the human mind. A person who reaches some level understands that the best state is when everyone is in good connection with each other, in mutual assistance, and so on. But since this is not in human nature, what can we do to at least somehow make such a state for people? Question: is this why they want to conquer this happiness? Answer: yes. Comment: there will be fewer people, but they will be kind of connected. My response: no, they do not set such a task directly. But, in general, this is what happens. Question: why is this unattainable? Answer: because it is not in human nature. Question: is there any way to introduce this into human nature? Answer: there is no way. Egoism is within us. And it is terrible, extreme. In our time, it has grown so much. It does not give us the opportunity to think that we can be in good connection with others. Question: why do you call for it all the time then? Answer: Because I believe that in nature there is a means to curb egoism, and there is a cure for egoism. It can be changed but not destroyed. But the cure helps to use egoism correctly. And then everything will be fine. Question: It is clear that egoism demands for itself, exclusively for itself, and nothing else, and not for anyone else. This is egoism. How can this cure reverse this requirement for my own sake? Can you give us a simple formula? Here I am, living for myself, and so is every person. Answer: You just have to understand that the best thing for you is when you are connected by good ties with others. Question: So is it, after all, better for me? Answer: For you. Question: Purely egoistically? Answer: Of course. We need nothing else. Love others unrequitedly. This is the best thing you can wish for yourself. As soon as we want to get closer to each other, gradually rising above our egoism in the movement of love, in the movement of adhesion, connection, mutual assistance, and so on, we will begin to feel the positive forces of nature that will help us in this. Question: Is this happening outside of my mind? Answer: Yes. I will begin to identify such forces of nature that will help me get closer to others. Question: Do I have to take your word for it? Answer: Do not believe anything. We just need to try to create a mutual good connection through our efforts in this way. Then these, our desires, efforts, and all this, will change the world. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 16, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: What is the future of the internet? We will have no need for connection via the internet in the future. It will be replaced with an internal sensory connection. At a certain stage of our development, we will feel the need to rise from our virtual connection to a more internal connection with each other. When we feel a deeper desire to be in a closer connection with each other, not virtually, but spiritually, then we will feel each other telepathically. Such is the network that connects us, and we will reach a stage in our development where we will feel that network. We discover the telepathic network that underlies our connection through a common desire. Where can we see an example of such a desire in our current world? It is present somewhat in mothers toward their children. Mothers feel a deeper connection to their children because of their natural love for them. On an animal level, mothers share a common root with their children due to the pregnancy and birth process. At one point, a mother's children were inside her, and she feels that connection innately. How, then, will the desire for a deeper connection manifest among all people? It will emerge within us, as part of our evolutionary process. Compared to the other levels of nature, still vegetative and animate, we humans develop toward the eventual discovery of our connection as a single collective. We currently feel this connection on a lower level of desire, in our egoistic desires where we try to self-benefit at the expense of the network. However, at a later stage of our development, our desire will manifest differently. On one hand, it is an evolutionary process, but on the other hand, this transformation will very much depend on people themselves. If the transformation will take place solely by evolutionary means, without our conscious participation, then we will experience it as forced and painful, with several agonies and torments. For that reason, we call this process the stream roller of evolution. This process has been developing us, through pressures and pains for thousands of years. If we wish to progress faster, with more awareness, confidence and happiness, then we need to learn how this evolutionary process works. We could then anticipate our forthcoming pressures, and our increased knowledge will serve us in a positive manner. We would then be comparable to an intelligent child who understands his parents' and teachers' demands of him, and then carries out his duties in advance, without the need for punishments. However, the pains we experience in our development to a state of feeling as one integrally connected entity are not punishments. They are prods that we receive in order to advance us, to the transformation that we eventually need to undergo. When we experience that change, we then come to feel our innermost connection to each other, and discover a new, harmonious and complete existence. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is Technology? With Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman on February 27, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael.